This is your captain speaking. Ready for takeoff.
On the way, on arrival, any day, your sun unraveled, and I saw bluebirds out the window. You were sleeping in, using my chest as a pillow once again. Jet plane, but then I fell on the way back to tell myself, way too hot here below the belt. Tried to keep cool, you made me melt. Picture perfect, are you for real? Sky was painted with pink pastels. Tried to hold it when you inhale. You look good, babe, IRL. Old school ties, we was up to something. Driveway quarter mile long, 27 acres for the lawn, all paid for by song. Come on, a jet plane.
All right, we're back on the podcast, and I'm so excited to be back on the airways with you guys again. A couple weeks, we haven't been in touch, but now we are. And I've been so excited to jump on, to relate with you guys, to connect with you all, and to share this energy that I have within me that I've taken care of to pass on to you and for you to pass on to others. That's beautiful. And I just want to say, before we start, being back on the airways, I just want to say thank you. I show gratitude and I'm so grateful for you guys tuning in, wanting to listen to my episode, wanting to just connect and feel good and maybe take something away from these episodes that can help you in your personal life. That's what I want. I want to make a difference in people's lives and to share that love, share that compassion, share those relatable things that we all go through day to day. And what you're going to notice is there's going to be some birds chirping in the background. You're going to hear a bit of nature in the back of me. That's because I just made a recent move in my life. So before we get into the relatable subjects that I'm going to touch on with mental health, because that's what I want to touch on today, it's going to be a shorter episode. I want to give you guys an update in my life within the change that I've had in recent times. So as you guys know, you might have heard, I am born and raised in Southern California. Dana Point's been my city. And the last several months, I've been working on myself. I've fully been embracing the transformation within me. I've fully been embracing the growth, the healing, the rebirth, shedding the old version of me, the layers and layers and layers that are now no longer with me. It's been the most beautiful ride, and I'm so happy that you guys could be a part of my journey. Now, I've told you guys before, even on the last episode, I announced that I am very connected and close to my faith with God, my angels, my sister that's with me in spirit. I love you, Ash. I just want to say this. Being connected to my faith, I am so much closer and connected to my intuition. And that's why I feel I'm at the right place. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be in my life, in this new place, this new city. My intuition, my heart has brought me to this certain place. I have now moved to the city of Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara, it's a special place for me. I've gotten a taste of this place before. And the thing that really attracted me to come here was a certain few things that has pulled me in this direction. And one of them is the community here. Free-spirited community. They're very passionate about taking care of their well-being here and being open to accepting whomever that comes in. It doesn't matter who you are. It's a safe place to be at, and it's a safe environment to communicate to. So I want to be around people that are like-minded like me. And that's why this move has just made sense for myself. And I'm so happy about it. Like the way it worked out has been incredible. And I like the fact that it's slow pace here. You know, back in Dana Point, Orange County, even LA, it's very fast paced. People are always in a rush. Here, it's like everyone goes the speed limit. There's no worries in the world. People are just cruising and they're slow. They just go at their own pace. And I love that because I'm laid back and I'm chill and I just love that type of vibe. I'm near the water now still. It hasn't changed, but it's different in some ways and beautiful ways. And I'm just getting acclimated right now to this change, and it's been really beautiful. And like I said, I feel that God and my angels have guided me to this place. At this exact present time, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so happy. I've worked my ass off these last past several months to be where I am, emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually now. The spiritual awakening within myself has been the most beautiful transformation for me, and I'm still growing within it. So I give all glory to God to have me at this place. I know you guys have probably been curious, like, where is he at? It's been a couple weeks. There's been a lot of change, and change within and change on the outside of me too. And I can't be more grateful for it. So I just wanted to let you know I'm at a different city now, and it just feels so right. It feels so right in my intuition and within my heart. And I'm just super grateful. And I wanted to pass that on to you guys to let you know where I'm at. So that's it. Santa Barbara local, baby. Let's go. Today I want to go into a few things, and we're going to touch on mental health. And there's things that, like, we all go through. We all go through. That's so relatable. And I want to share it with you. I always, like, it's interesting. These things pop up in my mind. I'm like, I got to share it. I got to talk about it. Everyone needs to know what's on my mind, where I can relate with them and I can help them through their maybe current situation or the things in the past that they've been used to. Because we all go through the same shit. I'm telling you, we do. So today I wanted to start with the subject of false assumptions. This is stuff that we all go through as humans. Like, you guys could maybe be going through this currently, or maybe it's something that you've gone through in the past, but I really wanted to touch on this because I think the last thing I ever want to do, if I have any type of relationship, I never want to project onto anybody with the fear or insecurity that may be within me. Now, I will say this, I've done a ton of work on myself to where I know, and I'm self-aware, and I'm conscious of not wanting to do that to someone. And I am so comfortable with having the uncomfortable conversation with anyone that's in my life, to just bring it up and to give that person the chance to ask the question, to bring up the uncomfortable, the feeling, the emotions, the feelings that I'm having, to help them be aware of. Because listen, we all go through the overthinking, the fear, the insecurity within us because of our past experiences. Maybe we've gone through pain and hurtful times and whatever it was. Like, our whole journey molds us into who we are, and we're programmed and conditioned the way we've just been brought up and through the experiences outside our homes. I've said that before. So it's important to be aware of the things that we feel. In a romantic relationship, it's a perfect example because I've gone through this stuff. It's important for, with a partner, I feel, to be completely open with how you feel. And sometimes there's going to be things that come up. It could be triggers. It can be just these feelings and emotions of fear and insecurity that everyone may go through. And I think, like, it's so important for us to be aware of how we feel and to communicate things that may be uncomfortable. And I know it's so tough for a lot of people to express themselves with the uncomfortable feeling that they may have. But if we can get comfortable in those feelings and to express them with the person we're with, you're going to have a successful relationship. There's no doubt. It's going to be healthy. And all I want is healthy relationships in my life. You know, I came across this quote, and it says, how many times has your mind taken a small piece of uncertain information and spun up a story that ends up consuming your thoughts? Now, there's a difference between your intuition and there's a difference between having a bad thought. I think the majority of time we have bad thoughts that we think and we make up in our mind, and it's just fear and it's insecurity. And the last thing I ever want is to project that onto somebody. I'm not going to do that. The old version of me would. The old version of me would. The new version, the rebirth, the changed CG is not going to allow that. And I love being vulnerable now. It's now I've reprogrammed things to where I don't want anyone to take on a projection of mine. It's not going to happen. So I know that we can all go through certain things that is relatable. And that's why we have to give our partner, whoever we have a relationship with, a chance and to protect them emotionally, because that's so important. Let me tell you a story. I have a friend of mine. She told me a story about her boy in the beginning of a relationship. She told me a story about her boyfriend going to the mountains in the beginning of the relationship. And she said that she used to be very anxiously attached, and if her partner wouldn't text her back for a few hours, she would start fearing and being scared and being insecure and not feeling like she's loved or even not cared about as much. And how cool is it that she could recognize that and communicate that to understand herself and that emotion, that feeling, and to talk about it. But this is what happened. He goes to the mountains. There's not a lot of service when you go up to the mountains, right? And this is a guy that doesn't spend a lot of time on his phone. He's not a huge texter, and we all work differently. And I can relate with this gal too. Is like, I know that in the old version of me. I know I was like that. Or it's that fear of, like, you know, abandonment or rejection. And that stems from the past. That stems from things that we've gone through. It has nothing to do with that partner that's in the mountains. So he, while she was like feeling anxious and insecure and not feeling good enough because of not getting a text for a few hours, he's in the mountains. This guy's in the mountains, not on his phone, enjoying the scenery, enjoying nature. And the whole time, this guy's thinking about her. Everything he sees in nature, he's thinking about his girl. Wow, that reminds me of her. Oh my gosh, she would love that. Like, it's so funny how, like, we can make up things in our head while on the other end, the person's probably thinking about you, thinking, fuck, I love that person so much. I love them. That reminds me of them. Wow, I wish she was here or he was here, right? So what happened was, and this is the beautiful thing, this is what I'm trying to say, is like, when we can have the uncomfortable conversation to speak up and say, hey, babe, like, you know, I didn't get a text from you, and I know this has nothing to do with you, but I felt very insecure because it just, something stems from, maybe it's a wound or something that I just don't feel good enough, where it's like, I need that. It's like filling a void though. Like, I need that love through texting, because I felt like I was losing you, whatever it is, right? But the thing is, she needed to get back to herself, to love herself, and to reprogram things to not have to fear when her boyfriend's not texting her. Because we're all different. We're all opposites in some way. You know, we're all opposites in some way, where some people like to text, some people don't. And you know, when you could be on the same page, it's important. So when she was open with him, telling him about how she felt, that was huge. And he comforted her. He was like sweet and compassionate to her. He goes, hey, I'm not a texter, but I was thinking about you the whole time. And the thing is, she was looking for that text to find connection and love. And that whole, her whole life, she was dependent on that because she feared. She feared of abandonment and rejection. And I know that feeling. And the thing is, they had the uncomfortable conversation, and she was able to reprogram things within her to not fear, to not be scared, to be on the same page, and to meet halfway, to meet in the middle, to meet in the middle, loving each other in different ways that they came into agreement with, you know. And coming together as a team is so important, and being open and vulnerable instead of like projecting those things onto somebody where it's like you make up something, it's the final thing, there's not even a rough draft anymore, it's final, and you just go after them and attack them, and there's no emotional safety with that. So that's why I want to just let you guys know, is that we all go through this stuff, and it's so important for us to really not only protect ourselves, but protect the person across from us, to give them that emotional safety. They don't have, no one should have to worry about that in their relationship. It's coming together. It's being vulnerable. It's having the uncomfortable conversation. I'm so comfortable in the uncomfortable, where it's like, I know the new me is always going to be open and say, hey, like, you know, this is what I think. I have a trigger right now, or my trigger's popping up, and I, I'm having this thought and I just wanted to be open with you, you know. I'm definitely more secure and stable and stuff, but like it's going to happen at times where you have that thought or whatever it is, the insecurity or a past wound or whatever it is. It's important to be open with your person to talk about it, because it gives that opportunity for the other person to comfort you and to love on you. And if you show that you want to be open about the uncomfortable, then guess what? They're going to feel safe in the relationship, and that's going to build connection. That's going to build connection in your relationship. I'm telling you. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's been on my mind ever since that story. I was like, wow, I can relate with that, with the old version of me, but I know that there's nothing more better than having emotional safety in a relationship. So it's something to be aware of. If it's something that you've gone through or you're going through, you know, it's here if you want it. Just to have a reminder that, hey, it's okay to be vulnerable. And I know it can be uncomfortable to be open and vulnerable with someone I'm hoping that you can trust, but we all are more than capable of really loving the right way. And to come together as a team with that partner of ours or any relationship of ours, to really come together and find ways to meet in the middle to have a healthy relationship. Now, the next thing I want to bring up is triggers. And I know what this is like. It's funny, like being alone, like I've been able to, and I feel like with my faith, like God show me things of like triggers, like, hey, you need to be aware of this. If I'm going to have you go back into a relationship, dude, like you have to know how to handle these and manage these triggers that you have. And I'm so grateful for it because I've learned what triggers me and how to manage it. Like I said, there's projections, right, that we don't want to have and put on the people, because no one deserves it. Everyone deserves a way out. Everyone deserves to be protected and safe. And it's funny, like triggers can last for like, I've had a trigger that has lasted for like 4 days max. Like it can last, but it's important to work through it. And you know, for me, I've already brought it up. Breathwork meditation is a game changer. I've already told you guys that that's a quick way to regulate your nervous system, because what happens is when we get triggered, our fight or flight kicks in and it's like, oh shit, the circus started now. I don't want a circus. I want to feel emotionally safe within me and to know that everything's okay. And there are things to help regulate ourselves. Yoga is another one. I've been doing more yoga too. And there's different outlets to do to help ourselves. Now, for me, it's knowing how to manage it by identifying what's the feeling within me. Where does it sit in my body? Okay, the trigger usually sits, the last like few that I've had have sat in my chest. So I sit with it, and then I try to understand, well, what is it that's triggering me? Because it's something that stems from my past. It stems from maybe a feeling of not feeling good enough, right? I feel very good enough today, but there are going to be triggers at times that we have. So it's knowing how to deal with it, managing it, understanding it, feeling it, then to release that feeling and that emotion that's in us, and to feel free, because we deserve to feel free and to feel like ourselves fully, to feel healthy. And it goes back to any relationship. It's protecting that person, no projection, but to know that there are triggers that are separate to others in our relationships, and we just have to learn how to manage them and to control them to make sure that not only we're taking care of ourselves, we're managing it to have a healthy relationship within ourselves, but with the person across from us. And that's all I want, is a healthy relationship. I want healthy relationships for all of you guys, because you deserve it. But it's going to start with us first. And I've said that it's going to start with me first. I have to take care of myself first. And I have, and I'm going to continue to have that healthy relationship, that healthy romantic relationship that I deserve, that I deserve with all other relationships. And it's knowing and believing in yourself and having the confidence that you can do it. You are more than capable. You're so damn capable. The person who's listening, you deserve healthy relationships. You deserve to feel healthy. You fucking deserve it. I believe in you. Make sure always, like I said too, is our energy is so precious. We have to protect our energy at all times. You want people in your life, and I'm not telling you what to do, but for me, it's like you, for me, I want people, I gotta say me, I don't wanna say you too much to you guys, but you know what I mean. I'm not telling you what to do, but it's me wanting healthy relationships for myself, protecting my energy. Our energy so like, our inner peace and energy is so important to protect. It's so important to take care of ourselves where we can keep our vibration and energy so high that, you know, sometimes I'm kind of going off to something right here with energy, but like if we really protect our energy, we take care of ourselves, we nurture ourselves, we nurture the energy within us, it's like, what we put out into the universe, people say, what you put out to the world with how you take care of yourself is always going to come back in return. I promise you that. It's so true. And you're going to have people in your life that line up perfectly with you, whether it's a relationship, it's a romantic one, it's friendships, even family, like whatever it is, whatever type of relationship. I just know that like the type of people I want in my life are people that will take their health serious. And it's important to me. And that's why I'm in Santa Barbara. Like-minded people, people that take care of themselves are accepting of me no matter what, no matter what, because I accept people fully for themselves, but it's important to take care of ourselves. I want to be around healthy people because I take that serious for myself. It's important. We all deserve a healthy relationship within us individually and outside of us. So I wanted to cover that. I wanted to cover the false assumptions, the triggers, and even our own energy. And it's funny because usually I go break down each subject one by one, but today I felt like, you know what? If it goes in all directions, it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't want to be a perfectionist. I like to think of this, my analogy is Space Mountain. You don't know where the fuck you're going to go in this episode. We might be going left, right, up and down. It doesn't matter. But I'm trying to get my point across with all sorts of things that are healthy to help you guys, to help you be the best version of yourselves. We all have the opportunity to reach our higher self, to reach that healthiest, best version of ourselves. We all go through different versions in our life. We go through new cycles, and it's life's like a transformation. I like to think of it as a butterfly. Shout out to my sis, because anytime I see a butterfly, I think of my sister who's in spirit with me. It's just like being in a cocoon. We all have the opportunity to want to change, to want to be healthy. And I want that. I've wanted that for myself. I'm trying not to get emotional. I worked so fucking hard for this. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of myself for this, like to get this far. And to be guided. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. Trust it. It's important too. We have the ability to be connected to it. And there's a reason why I am where I am today. To be here to inspire you all. To inspire change if we need it within us, to have that transformation from being in a cocoon all the way to being a beautiful butterfly, because we all have the opportunity to have that, to evolve, to grow, to be aware, to be self-aware and conscious of wanting healthy patterns and habits that we deserve. And anything that you're going through that, you know, maybe you're going through a time of having tough patterns, and it's not your fault, because we're all programmed and wired differently because of how we've grown up and the experiences we've gone through. But we all have the opportunity to change and to unconditionally love ourselves. And I want that for you, because that's going to reflect how you love people on the outside of you. And I want to have healthy relationships. I have one with myself right now, and I want it outside of me too. I deserve it. I know I do. I'm good enough. I'm worthy of healthy love. I'm worthy of being loved and receiving that and to give it out in a beautiful way. And yeah, if it was like Space Mountain today, I hope you enjoyed it. I was like, we're just going to take it in every direction. Doesn't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfectionists. We can just be ourselves and go in any direction we want. And it's kind of like, it's sitting in our flow. You know, I've really connected to this. It's sitting in our flow and avoiding resistance and pressure with everything in life. It's just sitting in your flow. It's being you. It's being present. It's being grounded. It is. It's beautiful to be aware of that. Always remember that. Sit in your flow and avoid resistance and avoid pressure, because that's the most beautiful thing we can do. Coming down to this episode, it was going to be a short one. I told you I wanted to update you where I'm at and cover a few things around mental health, the things that we go through. It's important to connect with ourselves. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you can, like, I don't know if you live near the beach. If you do, great. Or if there's a place of nature that you can think of right now as I'm talking to you. I think it's so important for us to get outside and get in the sun. And if there's no sun, it's okay just to get outside wherever you are and to feel grounded and present. Maybe meditate, do a little breath work, sit with yourself alone and be able to connect within and to be aware of the surrounding of what's going on around you with nature. I think that's something that I focus on, is like making sure that I can put myself out there to connect within myself, but connect with everything that's outside of me. When I'm alone. So if you have a beach nearby, maybe putting the feet in the sand, maybe putting the feet in the grass with Mother Nature, being in nature, go on a hike, you know, like do things that soothe the soul, that bring out the best in you. You know, we all need that time, and set it aside because it's so important. I just want to encourage you guys that I'll never pressure you to tell you what to do, but I'll always encourage a little tip to say, hey, maybe you need this. It's right here. It's on a platter. If you want it, take it. If you don't, I still love you. It's okay. I'll never pressure you guys to do things that I believe in, but I'll always put it out there for you. If you want it, it's there. And it's my way of showing you guys love. We all deserve connection and love, right? You deserve it. The person who's listening, you deserve connection and love within yourself and with others outside of you. We all deserve it. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in today. This episode was really cool. It was like, I didn't have to follow the rules of like being so on point with each subject. It's just like, hey, take it. Just run with it, right? Run with it. And that's how life is. It's like not putting pressure on things and just being you. I want to say too, is like, we have imperfections in us that we have to embrace, because those are like, it's like the most beautiful thing about us is like, it's just being our unique selves, just to like, just be ourselves, express ourselves fully, and to love on ourselves, to be accepting of ourselves, to not judge ourselves or be hard on ourselves. And that can be something that, you know, stems from something in the past, but like, I'm not even hard on myself anymore. Like I truly like am accepting of me. And I think that the community that I'm a part of now is going to accept me too fully. I'm going to embrace that. And I fucking deserve that. I deserve that. And you guys deserve that. So always remember that. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, I feel, exactly in this moment. And I am too. So let's embrace it. Let's take care of that energy and give it to everybody. You know, you never know when your time's up, and it's important for us to just live it up and enjoy this time. Enjoy it. Live life to the fullest and be you and just embrace the change, embrace the transformation. If you're going through that right now, I fucking love it. If you're not yet, it's okay. It took me time to fucking figure it out. It took me time to wake up, and I did. And I'm awakened spiritually, I mean, emotionally, everything's falling into place for me right now, and I'm so grateful. I have so much gratitude. Can't thank God enough. But anyway, guys, I just want to say thank you for jumping on. This was like cool. I felt like there was a connection here with you guys, and I wanted to show you guys a lot of love and just give you a few reminders of what's important, I think. I'll be talking to you soon. And hey, listen, I'm definitely going to have a guest on here soon, and I'm going to keep these one-on-ones rolling. Just remember, you are loved here on this podcast. You are accepted by me, and it's always going to be a safe space here, a safe place to be with CG, because that's what's important for me to give you. You deserve it. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Stay connected with me and make sure to follow and subscribe to One-on-One with CG on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, anywhere you can find podcasts. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon.
There's no gravity here. I love you till the moon and back. I've been floating nowhere fast. Been gone so long, I'm losing track. And now I'm falling stupid fast. Slow and the flow is lava. We just go, we do what we wanna. Yeah, it's on my mama. She got a way with the words and I love it. She got a way of looking good in pajamas. She never got a way to stay cause she wanna. There's no gravity here. I love you till the moon and back. I've been floating nowhere fast. Been gone so long I'm losing track. And now I'm falling stupid fast. She loving all my quirks. She needed nothing except somebody to put her first. To get her far away from everything that she'd learned. The only way there's to the moon, baby, then reverse. Don't forget your purse. Don't forget your purse. Whoa! Made it over the radio.